Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, listen to this quote. A wealth of information produces a poverty of attention. Let me say that again. A wealth of information produces a poverty of attention. It was a brilliant economist who came up with that quote. His name was Herbert H. Simon. And the reason why that's so powerful to me is because we have more information available to us at any other time in human history. You pick up your smartphone, you know more facts and figures and knowledge than so many people ever, generations, thousands and thousands and thousands of years, you have it. But here's the problem. Our attention is so threatened. We are interrupted. Do you know this? We're interrupted. Michael Hyatt mentions this. We're interrupted. So does Cal Newport. Every 3 minutes, you are interrupted. You are distracted. Something's wrong. No wonder why we're not able to produce great work anymore. So what do we do? I'll tell you what. You need a tool. You need a strategy. You cannot just wake up in your day and say, hey, day, here I am, and let things come across your path. Over 5,000 ads a day, over 2,600 times of clicks, taps, swipes on your smartphone. Folks, you're at war. You're at war. Attention is the new economy. It really is. People pay attention, or they don't pay attention. So that is the new currency. That is the new economy. So what do you do? I'll tell you what I do. Every day I get up and I know exactly what my yes is. Chet Scott helped me years ago author my opus. If you want to see an example of mine, go to carrieoberbrunner.com/opus. That is my strategy. That is my war plan, my battle plan for what I am doing every single day. Those are my yeses. And then everything else outside that is like, nope, nope. In other words, most people start their day with a blank slate and they say, world, fill it for me. I start my day saying, here's what I've already said yes to. And something has to resonate or align with that before it becomes a yes. Folks, this is going to be the new strategy that we live in. The people who are able to have focus and maintain their focus are the individuals who will be the super achievers. And not only that, but the masters in the art of living. Because we don't just have focus so that we can accomplish more. We focus so that we can have better lives. If you need more on this topic, go to deeperpathbook.com. It's a book I wrote in 2013 where it talks about opus and a master in the art of living. We just republished a new version of it in 2018. Grab it, deeperpathbook.com. It's free. Just cover shipping and handling. And if you're outside the U.S., go watch the masterclass, How to Become a Master in the Art of Living. It's free as well. So I care about you guys. I know that I wasn't always at a place where I knew what my yes was. And that was a scary place to be. I felt it. I knew it. I want you to know what your yes is. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.